And little boy carries a lot of stuff in his pockets. You might say his pockets just simply
bursting, I guess.
Or they stick out, they
bulge.
And the man tried the shirt on after it was washed and found out the collar was too small. You might say the collar
shrunk up.
And lady keeps her her money in her handkerchief and a million other things in her
purse.
And sometimes they wear a thing around their arm here.
Bracelet.
And somebody, say you should buy your wife a bracelet, you'd say, go ahead and on. Don't just look at it, go ahead and
put it on.
And if it looks like rain, you say, I guess I better carry my
raincoat
or
umbrella.
And the top cover on the bed, when the bed's made, is called the
spread.
You ever call it the coverlet?
Well, I didn't, but they did. I remember when his mother used to call it that. Yeah.
That would be an older word. Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it counterpane?
Well, I've heard of that name, but I don't.
You don't remember any of your family using it. Now, the washable cover that might be on bed, especially in the winter. Sometimes they have bees. They make these things, and I have an aunt who's making one right now. It takes forever. Like, I don't know whether it's some of them are patchwork, I guess.
Quilt, you mean?
Okay. You ever call it? Is that the same as a comforter?
Comforter, yes. You don't piece it like you would a quilt. Comforter is tied just.
Oh, it's tied. And the other is sewn, pieced together.
It's sewn together.
Okay, if you have wall-to-wall carpet, you might say it goes across the room. It goes.
Rug?
Yeah, if you had it, if something that went from there, way over there, you'd say it goes.
Clear across the room?
Okay. Now, another word for rich black soil, it's called.
Fertilizer.
Or fertilizer.
Fertile ground or what?
Do you ever call it any loam?
Black loam.
Okay. And the place, the field that you might just let the grass grow and the clover grow in it, say it's.
Pasture?
Rich soil or?
Well, would you ever use the word meadow for that? Is that what a meadow might be?
Well, that would be same as pasture.
Same as
some
pasture.
Some people, anyway, they might say they turned the cows in the meadow this morning.
Would you call a meadow anything else, like bottomland or bayou or swale? Okay. Now, a place that where the water gets in, a piece of land that stays in there, and mosquitoes and so forth. It's a
pond.
And would you call it, is that the same as a swamp? Or?
Yeah, swampland.
Well, how about a marsh?
Marshland.
Is that the same as a swamp too?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you have a little stream running through the farm, you've got a big one here.
Yeah.
Some people have a little one. Just
a creek.
Okay. Any other kinds of streams that you might have, or names of streams? Would you call it a brook? Or?
Yeah, it's a brook.
Ditch?
Yes, ditch.
What's the difference? Is there any difference between a ditch and a creek?
Usually a ditch is a made one, isn't it?
Ditch is where the water washes it out, and maybe not no water running all the time.